we're having, of course, discussions about e-hailing services, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I can see how one or two riders may argue with that and say, hang on, I don't always anticipate I'm going to need your service. And when I do and you're on shift, you should have some change about if you know that cash is also one of the ways in which you want to receive payment. I could see that. Why are we talking about this? Well, a new local service is looking to disrupt the internationally dominated e-hailing space. They want to focus on safety. They are offering unique benefits and a commitment to understanding the needs of local commuters and drivers. And maybe some of the points we are raising could help them on their way in terms of avoiding certain issues that irk both drivers and riders currently. It's called Shesha, and it promises to revolutionize the way South Africans commute. Nomsam Dluli is the spokesperson for Shesha Ride, this new e-hailing service. Nomsa, thank you for your time. Do we need another one?
We do need another one, Bongani. First of all, good morning to you and your listeners, and thank you for having me. We do need another one. You know, the more diversified the market, the better it is for users and the better it is for drivers, as there are more job opportunities. So, yes, one is more than a need, actually.
Well, so what are you offering that isn't being offered currently?
Well, currently what we do is that, you know, there's been a lot of concerns about the safety aspect, both from the drivers and both from the users. And we validate drivers and customer IDs as well. Our system is linked to Home Affairs. So you always know that the person who is driving you, that their identity has actually been verified through the Home Affairs system. We actually also have, you know, OTP verification system as well. So customers actually receive their OTP for each ride, and that actually enhances the identification accuracy as well. And I just heard you have a conversation about change and, you know, customers coming in with 200 Rand, one of the Bolt drivers actually complaining. So with Shesha, we use a cashless transaction. So what we do is that we use a wallet system. You know, I don't know if you've ever used maybe a MyCiti in Cape Town, or one of the local BRT, where you actually have a card that you can top up. So we use, ours is obviously online, but there's a wallet system that you can, you know, top up on a regular basis. And so there aren't these arguments or hassles about, you know, cash, and that also enhances the safety aspect of it, because we've heard stories of drivers actually being robbed.
So do you verify the identities of the drivers, not necessarily the riders?
The identity of the riders also get identified, because we've actually had drivers also been robbed and hijacked by people who purport to be who they're not. And when certain crimes like that happen, you then cannot trace the perpetrator. So the users also get, you know, as they sign up to use the app, their identity also gets verified.
What happens to people who are not from South Africa, who may not be on the Home Affairs systems?
So when you enter the South African border, obviously, you get, you get through and you get verified by Home Affairs. Your passport details are on our system, are on their system. So we'll get to verify you through that as well. So that's why it's very important for the system to be linked to Home Affairs.
Price, will you be more affordable?
We will be more affordable. We give very competitive pricing. And also, Bongani, what's important is that our prices are fixed. So if you know that you travel 5 kilometers from point A to point B every day, the price will be fixed, whether it's in the evening, whether it's peak hour, whether it's raining. So that also affords the user the opportunity to be able to budget as well.
You're also offering something you're calling an emergency ride. What's that?
So an emergency ride, you know, sometimes things happen. You don't have money. You need to travel. So for those that travel within a 5 kilometer radius and have traveled more than 10 trips with us, they can actually make use of this benefit.
One of the things particularly my female friends keep telling me about is the issue of safety in e-hailing services. How are you going to deal with that?
Well, we've already touched on it in terms of knowing who is driving you and the fact that you know, their identity has been it has been verified is a crucial part of it. But we also do background checks, Bongani. It's very important for us to do that. So you will know that whoever is driving you does not have a criminal record. That's one of the features that we've actually put into place to ensure that our riders are safe. Yeah.
One of the issues, of course, has always been tensions with the local taxi industry. And understand, this is now a service that's been a partnership or collaboration with the minibus taxi industry.
Yes, so we realized that we actually needed the taxi industry to be an ally, right? Just in order also to make the to grow the transport industry. So it is in collaboration with the Gauteng National Taxi Alliance as well as Santaco in Gauteng. And what we've actually managed to do is bring the Gauteng taxi industry together with the e-hailing industry and just get them to cooperate. We have signed a memorandum of understanding between the e-hailing associations in Gauteng as well as the Gauteng taxi industry, just to make sure that the you know, the operations are harmonious, because that's also been a safety factor as far as the passengers are concerned. So we've ensured that we put these kind of systems in place.
When did you go live?
We go live on the 1st of May. We're currently busy with the driver sign-ups. Over 1,000 drivers have signed up. So by the time we go live in May, we'll ensure that there are enough drivers to transport our users.
Nomsa Mdluli is the spokesperson for Shesha Ride, this new e-hailing service for Gauteng. Do you like what she has to say? Will you try it out? Let us know.